Sharing Time, The Gift of the Holy Ghost by Margaret Liffereth. And by the power of the Holy Ghost ye may know the truth of all things. Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. What happens when you turn 8? That's right, you can be baptized. A glorious part of your baptismal day, or of a day soon after, is to be confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That ordinance gives you the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the third member of the Godhead. Unlike Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost does not have a body of flesh and bone. Refer to Doctrine and Covenant, section 130, verse 22. The Holy Ghost is a spirit personage who will speak to you in your mind and in your heart. Doctrine and Covenant, section 8, verse 2. And will show you what ye should do. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. The Holy Ghost will help you keep your baptismal covenant and guide you to choose the right. He bears witness of Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. 3 Nephi chapter 28, verse 11. The Holy Ghost can give you comfort and guide you away from danger. When you are baptized and when you take the sacrament, you promise to take the name of Jesus Christ upon you, to always remember Him, and to keep His commandments. Then Heavenly Father promises you that the Holy Ghost may always be with you. Refer to Doctrine and Covenant, section 20, verse 77. You will know the Holy Ghost is with you by the way you feel. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, taught, "When you do good, you feel good, and that is the Holy Ghost speaking to you." Friend, September 2001, page 28. Truly the Holy Ghost, who is also called the Spirit, is a wonderful gift from a loving Heavenly Father. Gifts of the Holy Ghost, and you may need assistance with this activity. There are gift cards accompanying this article to remind you of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Decorate a box or bag to look like a gift. Attach page 14 to heavy paper. Cut out the gift cards on the page, then put them in a box or bag. Every day this week, choose a card. Then look up the scripture and fill in the blanks. Here's a brief description of page 14. And by the blank of the blank, ye may know the blank of all things. Moroni, chapter 10, verse 5. First article of faith. Blank, blank in God, the blank, blank, and in His blank, 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 and in the blank, blank. Yea, behold, I will tell you in your blank, and in your blank, by the blank, blank, which shall come upon blank, and which shall blank in your blank. Doctrine and Covenant, section 8, verse 2. For there are many blank, and to every man is blank, a blank, by the blank of blank. Doctrine and Covenant, section 46, verse 11. And I will pray the blank, and he shall give you two blanks, that he may blank with you forever. John chapter 14, verse 16. Blank, blank, that the first blank and blank of the blank are first blank in the blank, 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 second blank, third blank by blank for the blank of sins, fourth blank on the blank for the blank of the blank, blank, fourth article of faith. Verily I say unto thee, put your blank in that blank which leadeth to do blank, yea, to do blank, to walk blank, to judge blank, and this is blank, blank. Doctrine and Covenant, section 11, verse 12. Note, if you do not wish to remove pages from the magazine, this activity may be copied, traced, or printed from the internet at www.lds.org, click on Gospel Library. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Help the children memorize the first article of faith. Teach the principle of the Godhead. Use Gospel Art Kit Pictures 403, The First Vision, and 602, The Gift of the Holy Ghost, to teach that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are resurrected beings with bodies of flesh and bone. The Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22. The Holy Ghost witnesses of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Sing I Know My Fathers Live, page 5, from the Children's Songbook. What do we need to gain? A testimony from the Holy Ghost. Invite a recent convert, missionary, or ward member to relate the witness of the Holy Ghost in his or her own life. Or retell in your own words the story, Micah's Miracle, Friend, October 2002, pages 4 through 6. Discuss what the characters in the story did to gain a testimony from the Holy Ghost. Copy pictures from the Gospel Art Kit that show children keeping the commandments, such as 604, Passing the Sacrament, 605, Young Boy Praying, or 616, Family Togetherness. Choose a picture for each letter in the word testimony. Write one letter on the back of each picture and post them on the board in order. Invite a child to turn over one of the letters and tell what is happening in the picture. Ask the children to think of ways or times they also do the things illustrated in the picture. How does that activity help their testimonies grow? Take responses and reinforce the principles with songs from the Children's Songbook. Continue until all the pictures are revealed. Sing Seek the Lord Early from the Children's Songbook, page 108. 2. Put Gospel Art Kit 602, The Gift of the Holy Ghost, in a wrap box or gift bag. Write clues on strips of paper to help the children guess what the gift is. Examples: I cannot be bought with money. I speak with a still, small voice. I teach the truth. I am a guide. I give comfort. I testify of Jesus Christ. I am a member of the Godhead. Place clues in a container. Explain that there is a special gift represented in the box, and they must guess what it is as they read the clues. Have the pianist play The Still, Small Voice, pages 106 through 107, as you pass the container. Stop the music, then let a child read a clue and try to guess. Continue until the correct guess is made. Review all the clues to help the children understand the Holy Ghost. Sing The Still, Small Voice and post Gospel Art Kit 602 and ask, what steps do we need to take to be able to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Recite the fourth article of faith, and review each of the principles taught. Reinforce the principle that we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands from a worthy Melchizedek priesthood holder. For older children, let the children read and portray the story of Simon in Acts chapter 8, verses 9 through 25. Post a copy of My Gospel Standards and teach that we must keep the commandments to have the Holy Ghost as a constant companion. For younger children, choose pictures from the Gospel Art Kit or primary picture packets that show children engaged in various activities. As you show each picture, have the children stand up for those activities that invite the Holy Ghost and sit down for those that don't. All children, sing Choose the Right Way from the Children's Songbook, pages 160 through 161. Give each child a cutout of a paper hand. Invite them to write or draw one thing they will do to invite the Holy Ghost to be with them this week. Make a collage in the primary room or let the children take them home to share with their families. 3. Help the children memorize the parts of the sacrament prayers. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verse 77 and verse 79, that constitute the covenant they are making. 1. Willing to take upon them the name of thy Son. 2. Always remember him. And 3. Keep his commandments which he has given them. Write each numbered line on the board. Divide the children into three groups and give each group a number that corresponds with the line to be memorized. Hold up 1, 2, or 3 fingers to signal to the children to stand and recite their line. After a couple of recitations, have the group switch parts. Switch again and begin erasing words from the board. Switch again. Repeat until the standard is learned. Refer to pages 2 through 3 in the Faith in God guidebook. Remind the children that if we keep our part of the covenant, we are promised that we will always have His Spirit to be with us. Help the children find and read Doctrine and Covenant, section 20, verses 77 and 79. Ask, why is it important to have the Holy Ghost be with us? How do we listen to the Holy Ghost? And how can the Holy Ghost help us? 4. With the help of the music leader, invite the older primary children to learn the song, I Feel the Spirit, Friend, February 2004, page 15, and be prepared to sing it in sharing time. Whisper as you ask the children to follow simple directions, such as, put your hands on your head, stand and stretch to touch the ceiling, sit down and fold your arms. Explain that the Holy Ghost also speaks with a still, small voice, and that we often hear the Holy Ghost by the way we feel. Have those who are prepared sing, I Feel the Spirit, and invite the children to listen for all the ways we feel the Spirit. Take responses and discuss. For older children, scramble and list the following scriptures on one side of the board. Scramble and list the gifts of the Spirit on the other side. Have the children find the scriptures and match them with the gifts of the Spirit. 1. Moroni chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Teach the word of wisdom and knowledge. 2. Moroni chapter 10, verse 11. Gift of faith and healing. Moroni chapter 10, verse 12. Work mighty miracles. 4. Moroni chapter 10, verse 13. Gift of prophecy. 5. Moroni chapter 10, verse 14, beholding of angels, and 6, Moroni chapter 10, verses 15 through 16, tongues and interpretation of languages. Recite the seventh article of faith. Illustrate these gifts of the Spirit with your own examples or use the following. 1. The testimony of a recent General Conference speaker. 2. Story from the Primary 5 Manual, page 102, number 4. 3. President Gordon B. Hinckley and Building Temples. Ensign, November 1997, pages 49 through 50. May 1998, pages 87 through 88. 4. Elder Dallin H. Oaks, Preparation for the Second Coming. Ensign, May 2004, page 7. 5. The Gospel is Restored Through Joseph Smith by the Ministering of Angels. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 12. Verses 30 through 32 and 68 through 70. Story of Elder Kikuchi from the Primary 3 Manual, page 115. Recite together Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. Bear testimony of the blessings of the many gifts of the Holy Ghost. 5. Song presentation. The song for this month, The Holy Ghost, page 105, teaches us many things about the Holy Ghost. Sing the melody and clap the rhythm. Explain that just as the beat is constant, the Holy Ghost can be our constant companion. Invite them to clap the beat with you as you sing it again. Repeat again, this time inviting the children to hum the melody with you as they clap. Because each half of each verse teaches one of the missions of the Holy Ghost, teach the words in four sections. Write the main words of the first two lines on separate pieces of paper. Christ, earth, promised, send, Holy Ghost, comfort. Sing that much of the song as you direct the children to listen for one thing the Holy Ghost does for us. Take responses. As you sing it again, invite two or three children to post the words in order. Sing that much of the song with the children over and over, removing words until they know it. Learn the rest of the words by repeating this process. For younger children, use gospel art kit pictures or simple drawings mounted on colored paper to illustrate the words. Have them already posted in order on the board, removing them as the children learn the words. 6. Friend references. The Holy Spirit, June 2002, pages 2 through 3. One of God's Greatest Gifts, June 2000, pages 43 through 45. Spiritual Power of Our Baptism, March 2000, inside front cover. On the Lord's Side, September 2002, pages 8 through 9. A Prophet Talks to Children, September 2001, pages 28 through 29. Do What is Right, September 2003, pages 16 through 18. Other reference, Helping Children Hear the Still Small Voice, Ensign, March 1994, pages 18 through 22. These references and others can be found at www.lds.org. Click on Gospel Library. End of Sharing Time and Sharing Time Ideas, The Gift of the Holy Ghost by Margaret Lifereth.